This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Joining me in studio now, I have Linda Scanlon. Linda's from Healthy Food Made Easy. Good afternoon, Linda. Welcome.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. It's great to have you in with us. Now, as I said before the break, we're not going to get all grouchy on people. Everyone's going to go out now the next few days and going to enjoy themselves and going to have a good time and everything else. Yeah. But Healthy Food Made Easy is a complete programme. Maybe you'll tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, yeah. So this is a HSC-funded programme run through the Northside Partnership. And it's a six-week course that it's open to the public. Anybody can do it. It's showing people practical cookery skills as well as all the nutritional part as well. So it's a mixture of between a cookery course and a nutrition course. So it's very practical, and it's kind of consumers wise, you know, watching your budget when you're shopping and that as well. So.
Yeah, because people sometimes think that a healthy diet is an expensive diet.
No,
it doesn't really need to be.
Absolutely no, not with the supermarkets that the variety we have available to us. It really doesn't have to be, but maybe you need to be shown how.
Yeah, because I mean, we live in the convenience age now, you know, and it's and we're all guilty of it, I suppose. Throw pizza in the oven, or throw this in the oven, or throw that in the oven, and really, when you get down to it, it's as convenient to prepare a few veg or a soup or
Absolutely,
whatever. And what you're doing is giving people the skills to do that.
Yeah, and we have a section on 5-minute meals, 10-minute meals, you know. And I know people do use the excuse of pressure, lack of time, and things for sometimes eating a lot of convenience foods. But actually, when you show them how convenient it can be to eat well, and it tastes better, and you're left fuller and feeling better afterwards, people do start to switch. It's great feedback to see people saying, "Now, instead of having takeaways 5 nights a week, they're having them one and whatever," and just absolutely no problem having a treat, but it shouldn't be the norm.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and we see a lot. You know, we see it all over now, and we've seen only a couple of weeks ago the legislation now where the minimum price and all alcohol and stuff. So, like, there seems to be across the board, we seem to be getting all the time people hitting us with, you know, trying to think about what we consume. Eating more healthily, drinking more healthily, everything else. And we've probably, as I said, become so used to the convenience, because we're surrounded by there's a Chinese restaurant, there's a chip, or there's a whatever. And maybe is part of what you do maybe just reprogramming people to the way they think?
We would like to think so, it absolutely shouldn't be perceived as normal to be bombarded by, and even in the local shops, it's three walls of confectionery and maybe a small aisle of fruit and veg, if any, you know. So it's much easier to pick up an unhealthy snack as it is a healthy snack, you know, if you're out and about and you're in a hurry. So we do try and shape people, really, it is out there, but it shouldn't be the norm, and it's not great for you, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, I know my mother's generation, and you know, they didn't have the options that we have now, where we're just, as you say, bombarded with all kinds of easy fixes and convenience and everything else. So they grew up on strong, healthy diets because they didn't have any option. And what we've, as I say, probably done is come a massive full circle nearly, where we've gone too far the other way. Now it's time maybe to come back a little bit.
And I don't think people realise how well they could feel if they stepped away from all those kind of foods and started cooking fresh foods. It needn't be elaborate meals, but basic, following the food pyramid, getting your carbohydrates from whole grain sources and your fresh fruit and vegetables, and going up to your dairy and your protein shelves, and being shown the portion sizes, and that is so important. And people start to feel better in themselves. They report that they have more energy, their skin's better, they just feel more able, even mentally and everything, all from changing their diet. It's little steps, but it makes a big difference, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing, I suppose, is we're not really, or we seem to get caught out, and we probably all find into this, we're just not aware of what's in a lot of the stuff that we consume, you know. As I say, whether it be, I don't want to just pick on frozen pizzas, but the frozen pizzas, the frozen this, the frozen goujons, the frozen whatever. We don't seem to take time to have a look at the stuff that's on. And a lot of the time, some of the stuff, and it's just not great.
No, and to be honest, sometimes when they're very cheap, I would be worried, you know, how can they prepare good quality food that cheap? You know, it's not worth it. You get more for your buck if you actually spend that little bit more, to be honest, you know. And going to your butcher's, picking out your piece of meat, it doesn't shrivel away. You know what's in it, and have a chat to the butcher and see what's the best for your family or whatever, and explain about your budget, and you can certainly stretch little bits of meat with pulses and vegetables and things into better casseroles and stews and things. So you don't need as much. Yeah. People maybe don't understand that they don't need so much meat. You know, they can actually scale back. And yeah, definitely we don't know what's in a lot of processed foods.
Yeah, a lot of the processed foods.
We do teach people in the classes how to read the labels and make informed decisions themselves. But to be honest, the legislation's not great. So manufacturers do not have to put everything on the labels. Yeah. So you're only getting the information they give you. You really need to, you know, kind of...
And there's a lot of numbers and things like that where people just don't know what they are.
Yeah, and people don't realise that actually E-numbers are the safe ones. Yeah. They're the ones that have been awarded an EU status of being a safe additive or preservative. It's words that we don't even understand, that don't have numbers, I'd be more concerned about, you know, because people...
Polygluroacetamine, fosuramatase, stuff like that, where you even go to read and you go, what, and you just kind of move on.
And to be perfectly honest, I suppose, if people are eating them in trace amounts very occasionally, it's not going to make a difference to their health. It's when people, if these kind of products make up the bulk of their diet, they're probably not feeling as well and as fit as they could, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So the programme itself, as you say, it's a six classes. How long are the classes? An hour?
About two and a half hours.
Yeah, because
We ask the participants to get involved in the cookery now, you know, and have a taste of food and all that. So,
and as you say, it's not just cookery that people learn while they're there.
I know, we do. We have a lot of nutritional theory as well. The whole programme is written by the HSC community dietitians, so it's the current Department of Health guidelines, and people come along and they get their certificate at the end of it and that, and they get a recipe book and a handbook to take home. So, you know, hopefully it does start to change a few little habits.
And the important thing, as you say, is in for everybody, budget is always king. That you teach people good budgetary planning as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And one of the recipe books that we use is 101 Square Meals that Mabs have written. So it's all stuff. It's not like a recipe book where you don't even know what they're talking about and you can't find it in the supermarket and you don't know if people will eat. These are all kind of basic recipes that you will easily be able to buy, you know, and find. So. Yeah.
And the other thing as well is there accreditation at the end of the 6 weeks?
There's not, no. It's a HSC certificate of completion, just to say that you have attended and completed the course. So the course is free for the public. It's €10 to register, but then it's free after that. That's payable on week one. And we advise people to come on board and try and commit, because each week is a standalone topic.
Yeah.
So to, you know, if you miss, you end up missing a whole chunk.
And you do them in, we say it runs for 6 weeks, you do them in 6 weeks, but can people drop in any week, or do you have to get, you have to get it from start to finish?
We advise people
you
to
do six,
and
then you do another six. It's not like someone can drop in on week three and then go 3 weeks that one and 3 weeks that one. It's
No, we try to get people to register and commit to attend and the whatever. Like, we roll it out again and again, so if somebody signs up for 6 weeks. Now, if something happens and they can't complete it and they want to come back, of course they can. But by and large, people just come for those 6 weeks and then they go off. And we do occasional evaluations just to follow back and make sure people are still sticking with it.
And do you find people when they're there and they're in the clan, that do you find people sitting there going, wow, I never knew that?
Yeah, and I was the same when I started learning it. We do think we know most of these. And to be honest, we may have learned it in school, but it goes out of your head and you become, you know, new habits become the norm.
Yeah.
So it's good to rewire all that and go back to basics. And it may be stuff you don't know, or it may be stuff you do know, but you need a reminder.
Yeah, you need a reminder just to get your head around
it. A lot of the time
we
do get in parents who've been cooking for their families for many, many years, and suddenly they have a new way of doing things, which is great, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, as we said, we've got Christmas coming up now, the weekend, and we're all going to go bananas. We all know we are. Things like leftovers, just stuff like that. People can do a lot of healthy stuff with leftovers.
Absolutely,
and things like that, you know.
Yeah, right,
go bananas for the first couple of days, but then you might have a whole load of leftover meat or whatever, and you can do things with stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Make salads and curries, you know,
and
all the different kind of Stephen's Day food.
But
definitely, yeah, your cold meat salads. Not
yeah,
great,
cold meat,
you know,
salads.
But just, I suppose, if people are kind of eating more than usual, try to remember about your balance. It's absolutely no problem having extra treats, but just try and remember about your fruit and vegetables as well, otherwise you'll find your body punked up, you know, and you don't want that at Christmas. So try to remember to keep a balance there as well, you know. So,
and if you can get out for a bit of a walk,
absolutely, yeah, that's vital. Plenty of fresh air and exercise over the season.
Indeed So The Healthy Food Made Easy program, it's available here. You run it up here in the community.
This has just changed, actually.
You see. Now I'm glad I asked.
We have a new kitchen and we're in... Now, we run it for community groups in their own centres if they have suitable facilities.
Excellent.
so community groups can book an entire course for their own people. But for the public at the moment, we're using a kitchen in Kish House in Greendale, Kilbarrick, Dublin 5.
Okay.
So we haven't run a public course there yet, but we're hoping to start on the 12th of January, a Tuesday morning from 10 to half 12. We'll also be doing evening courses for people who can't make daytime ones, but dates are to be confirmed for that.
So where exactly is that? I know Kish Fish. Is there anywhere near there?
No, it's not. Greendale Road, Kilbarrick.
Kilbarrick. So, yes.
A lot of people know from the social welfare office.
Yeah.
Staying around there.
Ah, they know
the
where
far side of the
about.
Tracks down to the, towards the coast.
And if anybody wants to get information about the courses, they can go to the website.
They can phone me or they can go on the website. So the phone number is 832-0995 and it's Linda. And you can just register your name and there's...
Yeah.
Still spaces available for that course. But as I said, we do run them again and again. So if this time of year doesn't suit people, they can just stay on a list till it suits them.
Yeah.
Or you can look at the Northside Partnership website.
Yeah, and go in there because there's a great spread in there about the Healthy Food Made Easy programme. I was having a look at it the other day. Yeah. And there's lots of good information in there. And if people want to get involved, they could go there as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, listen, Linda, it's great talking to you as always. You and, you know, I suppose the other thing, you know, come January is always when people start thinking again.
Yeah.
They're not enjoying themselves and they get the healthy option buzz. So maybe in the new year, if people are thinking they'd like to make a change, maybe get in touch and...
It's wonderful, yeah, absolutely. The whole Operation Transformation thing, getting people back to thinking about, right, it's time to knuckle down now and they will feel better for it, I promise, you know. And the other thing just to mention is that for the younger people, age 10 to 12 kids, we are running a different course now through the Healthy Food Made Easy umbrella, but it's called the Cool Dude Nutrition Course. And we're doing that in schools and after schools and news groups. Anybody who works with 10 to 12s could get in touch with regarding that. That's a 5-week cookery course and that's going to be rolling out in the new year as well.
Which is, again, is hugely important because, you know, kids, when they're fit and they're young and they're charging around, and I mean, we see all the reports saying we do have problems with childhood obesity, and it's not just Ireland, it's a worldwide thing. But sometimes when kids are running around and charging around and whatever and they're full of energy, they don't get the worst of the effects of the bad food, but they get the habits of eating it. When they get a bit older, then they start sitting in offices or sitting in cars, and then it all...
It catches up, and it's teaching them all about table manners and, you know, actually preparing the food, but also sitting together and making it a social occasion and cleaning up afterwards and everything like that. So it's more than just the nutrition. It's actually all about kind of... Good habits around the dinner table, you know. So just if anybody's interested in that, it's booking up fast, I must say. There's a lot of interest in this, which is great.
It's great, especially if you can get the kids hooked into it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, listen, thanks for coming over and talking. It's been great to see you, and you know, we look forward to maybe talking to you in the new year again. We'll see how you're going on, and you're always welcome over here to Near FM.
Thank
and
you, Mark.
Have a happy Christmas.
And to you, thanks.
Thanks very much.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.